Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Dr. Offset coming at you, Blog Talk Radio. It is Monday, November 9th, and we are very, 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 very excited about tonight's show. We are welcoming a new show called Empowerment Hour with a mentor of mine, Mr. Vincent Owens. And before I fully introduce him and get him on the line, I really want to give you guys just the background on how dynamic this brother is, and you will see for yourself. So welcome, everybody, to the new show, as well as I want to introduce you to a powerful energy. Mr. Owens is a, what is the word, a phenomenon, if you will, here in Denver, Colorado, as well as the world, I should say. And he is very, very, very successful in a company called Visalis. And I got involved with him directly through with my husband, and we had this incredible, incredible connection. But on the spiritual side, this brother is a pastor of an incredible temple called the Empowerment Temple, and I was called and moved by spirit to go and attend service two weeks ago now. And I have just been so spiritually fed, and it is awesome to be able to have a mentor who understands money but understands spirit as well. And so as y'all know how we've done over all of the years of being on the radio, if something moves me, I encourage it to move you as well. And so I invited him to do a show, and he agreed, and hopefully we can get some financial freedom through everyone, as well as some spiritual freedom, because the spiritual side is what leads us to the proper financial side. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to the wonderful, wonderful Mr. Vincent Owens. Hey, Mr. V, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Dr. Offset? It's just a pleasure and a privilege to be on the show, man, with you, you know, so kudos to you.
I'm well, thank you, and we are ready to hear how you are going to empower us, and I'm excited, and thank you again for coming on. But what is your message? And we are here to listen. Everyone on the line, our lines are packed tonight, and I want to say welcome. If you are a new listener, welcome to Healer radio show. We've been going on for 7 years, and so we invite you to come on and listen Monday through Thursday. But tonight is a very special show. For my regular listeners, I invite you to get your notes out. You know how it is. Get your notes out because you're going to get fed. Go ahead, Mr. Owens.
Well, thank you. It's just, again, it's an honor, Dr. Offset, man, to be on show with you live, you know, with your listening audience and you know, the plethora of people who are around, you know, the city, the country, the state, you know, the world, you know, listening in. You know, I tell you, I don't take our time lightly. I don't, you know, mix any bones about it. But I wanted to share with you guys tonight, again, as Dr. Offset was sharing with you, I grew up, you know, I was born in Denver. I was raised in Chicago and moved back to the greater Denver area, you know, to serve here. I've been called. I was summoned here, you know, to do the great work that I do. And I'm just eager to get going with you. What I want to share with you guys tonight, really, you know, I'm the seventh of 14 siblings. I'm number seven. They call me number seven. I was born the seventh day, the seventh month. I'm the seventh child. And I believe that, you know, with all those sevens of completion, there's just some energy, man, that really directs you, you know, to a specific calling. And one of the callings was really to, you know, to understand purpose. And what I want to talk to you guys tonight just a little bit about is commitment. This is something that a lot of folk, you know, try to evade the issue. You know, some folk have commitment issues and that kind of thing. When you understand the power of commitment, you know, commitment is a very, very powerful tool that allows you to focus on what it is that you need to accomplish. You know, most folks really, you know, sometimes they attempt to do something or they try to do something. And what I want to talk to you tonight about accomplishing whatever is set out for you to do, if you would just commit to seeing it through, if you would just commit to it. I ask people a radioactive question, and one of the questions is, what is your commitment to mastery? You know, they say if you do something for over 10,000 hours, you become a master. You know, you have barbers in life, but, you know, when someone has been on heads and cutting and styling and for years and years and for 10,000 hours, they become a master barber or a master stylist or a master golfer or whatever your field of endeavor is, you should seek mastery. You know, you don't want to just function, you know, to be functional in it. You want to have mastery. So I'd ask you the question today, you know, what is your commitment to mastery? Not just to your industry, but in every area of your life. You know, what area do you want to master? You know, do you want to make this area your slave? You want to make this area, you know, bend to you so that you know what's coming up because you've been in so many hours of this particular piece. You know, and then I'd ask you a second question is, are you truly committed to a life of excellence? And what does that look like to you? You know, are you truly committed to a life of excellence? You know, when I think of excellence, I think of two things. Number one is personal growth. You know, how are you growing yourself personally? You know, are you better this year than you were last year? Are you committing to saying, hey, every year I want to get better than I was last year? I don't want to plateau and be experiencing the same things this year that I had to deal with last year. You know, today's a brand new year. You know, we're coming to the culmination of 2015. You know, we're coming to the end of it. And, you know, I love fourth quarter. You know, I'm an ex-athlete as well, you know. So everything, you know, on the fourth quarter, you know, you lay it all on the line. You know, this is the end game. This is when you decide to say, okay, victory is imminent. Let's go ahead and decide to come out of here with a W. How do you want to end your year? We want you guys to finish strong. And you finish strong by the commitments that you're going to make. Number two is your excellent growth. You know, whether it be your company, whether it be your business, whether it be your relationship, whether it be your friendship or your social acumen, whatever that is, okay? So if one is personal growth and the next is how to do with the excellence growth, okay? You have what we call compelling reasons. And I just want to share just a brief piece with you guys tonight about compelling reasons. You know, you got to have something that drives you, not just what is your compelling why? You know, what is that? What does that look like? What are your compelling reasons? What we do know and what we understand is 80% of what you do is why you do it. 80% is why, and the other 20% is how. See, the how is not really any of your business when you're clear on your why. You know, the universe knows how to bring into experience, into our being. You know, when we get clear on our intentions, when we decide, you know, what it is that we desire and deserve, you know, the universe wants to give it to you, but it's waiting on you to make the decision. It's waiting on you to decide, you know, what it is that you decide that you want to do. You know, you got to get clear on what it is. Clarity is power. So you want to rid yourself, if you're taking notes, you know, of negative thoughts. You know, you want to get rid of those negative thoughts. You know, someone comes through and says, you know, you can't be, do, or have this, or, you know, you have to do this. You know, don't let the negative thoughts stop you or thwart you. What you want to do is you want to turn those frustrations into fuel. Okay, let that be the reason. I love when people come at me negatively, you know, when they come at me haphazardly. They truly don't understand the nature of what it is that we do. You know, I love my industry because it's one of the industries where a lot of people, you know, kind of speculatively look at it in a negative connotation. But, you know, I let that fuel me. So what I would share with you guys tonight is turn frustration into fuel, you know. Understand the difference between the head and the heart connection. You know, you got to have the synchronize your head and your heart. You know, the thoughts that you're thinking in your head, you know, you got to somehow let them settle inside your heart with synchronization. You got to allow the two to be able to sync together. And when you have that, it's going to birth about commitments. And folks, I mean, that's what we're talking about tonight is commitment. So I want to give you five commitments, and, you know, not anything strong and not anything so deep, too deep to get under or too high to get over. I want to give you something that's straight across that you can take away from this call tonight. You can take away from this radio broadcast, and you can put them into practice over the next 24 to 48 hours. I want you to commit to doing that. The information that I share with you tonight, I want you to take it these five commitments, I just want you to take them and promise me. You don't have to promise me. You should really promise you, make the commitment to yourself that you will put this into practice within the next 24 to 48 hours. They got your agreement on that? All right, great, fantastic. Here they are, commitment number one. Here's what I want you to do. Write this down. Commit to stretching yourself. Commit to stretching yourself. You know, you got to commit to say, hey, I want to grow me. I want to grow the me that's inside of me. There's a you that's on the inside of you that you have to really get acquainted with, and it's only going to respond to when you decide to stretch it. You'll never know how big you can be. You never know how far you can go. You never know how much you can accomplish until you decide, I'm going to stretch me. So number one, commit to stretching yourself. Number two is commit to take charge. Commit to take charge. You know, you got to say, hey, there's a leader on the inside of you, and everybody's waiting on you. Everybody's waiting on you to say, okay, in your family, they're waiting on you. Okay, it's not about them. It's about you. You know, I know you may not be the one. You know, I was the least likely one in my family. I don't know about you all, but I was the least likely of my family to decide to do anything. They said, well, you know, he'll never be anything. He'll be locked up in the penitentiary, or he will be this, or he'll be that. And you know what? I defied all of those odds of what folks did because I made a commitment to take charge. Number three, commit to be flexible. You know, sometimes we're so hard on ourselves when things don't go our way, or, you know, you got to commit to have some flexibility. You know, commit to failure. You know, it's not failure, it's feedback. You know, all you're doing is finding out a reason that wouldn't work and say, hey, you know, I'm jotting this down. I'm journaling this thing. And now it puts you in a position, man, to be powerful. So commit to be flexible. You know, don't be so hard on yourself. You know, stop putting so many time frames on it. So many people put time frames on it, but I don't use the word deadline, okay? I use the word excitement line. Does that make sense? See, there's a difference in connotation. When we say deadline, you know, that means everything, you know, that's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. Don't put a deadline on yourself. Put the excitement line together, and that will give you some fuels for accomplishment and give me some things. Number four, commit to being a team player. You know, we live in a world and ages, man, where, you know, Tonto, the Lone Ranger, you know, he's gone. You know, he wanted to ride off into the sunset by himself. He didn't even want his own teammate, Tonto. And I know, you know, you got those folks who say if it's to be, it's up to me. Guys, assign yourself to a team. You know, collective collaboration and collective efforts are very, very powerful. You know, it's an environment that's conducive for a comeback. If you've been struggling throughout the year, you know, if your year hasn't panned out what it is, hey, this is a time to connect yourself with a team, rejuvenate yourself, restart yourself, reinvent yourself. Guys, get around a team. Sometimes they've got a little nugget that can help you with what you're dealing with, okay? Commit to be a team player. You know, we got a saying, teamwork makes the dream work. You know, whatever your dream is, you know, you're going to have the right team, the right thing, and the right dream, and you can bring that thing to fruition. And number five is commit to being at a high level of energy. You know, I mean, I don't know if you guys can feel my vibration tonight, but I am jacked out of my mind. I am on fire. I know what I set out to do is right around the corner. You know, I know it's already done. It's just waiting for me to go on and find and connect the dots to express myself. You know, that's a powerful, powerful piece. You want to commit to a high level of energy. You want to be on fire every day. You want to get up in the morning, man, be glad when your feet hit the floor, because now your energy is on display now, and you have an opportunity to express yourself like nobody else can. There'll never be another you. There'll never be nobody that walks like you, looks like you, talks like you, sings like you, touches like you do. You're not in competition with nobody, okay? The greatest competition you have is with yourself, okay? And you can turn your energy up. You know, what I love about, you know, water and boiling is that water doesn't boil at 200 degrees. It doesn't boil at 201 or 202 or 205 or 207 or 209 degrees. I mean, it could be right at 209 degrees and water still sitting at this piece. But if you want water to boil, you know, it's got to get to 212 degrees. You got to turn the thing up. You got to turn it all the way up. And then what happens is that water changes form. And I know this is elementary for some of you all, and some of you guys are on the phone. That, you know, what I'm sharing with you tonight is not new to you, you know, but sometimes you got to recommit to your commitment. You got to recommit to your commitment. So number five is commit to being at a high level of energy. What would your life be like if you threw all of you into your desires? What would it be if you into the, you know, the results that you've set for yourself? I don't like calling goals, you know, I like calling results. You know, I stop setting goals and I start choosing results. And I'm gonna do a training on one of our pieces on how to stop setting goals and how to start choosing results. And your life gets fulfilled. Your life gets enriched. I mean, it's on fire because, you know, it is your life. And I want you to repeat this, write this down, and I want you to repeat this for the next 21 days. If you would be so kind to do this, just write this down. These words that I'm about to say, they're liberating. You know, these words, you know, when you read them or you say them with passion, when you look in the mirror of your life and you begin to look at the landscape of your life and you want to architect change, words are the way to really be able to do that. You write this down. It says, I must create the life I desire and deserve. I must create the life I desire and deserve. Listen, nobody's going to do it for you. Listen, you know, if you're waiting on the benevolent bus to come down your street, I'm sorry. You know, the tires are flat. It's not coming down your street any longer, okay? The engine's blown out, man. The bus is torn up. It's not coming your way, guys. You know, that day of the handouts is over. Listen, we have to be the people that other folk are going to come and follow. We got to lead the pack. And, guys, you want to do that by committing to yourself to be able to do that. I must create the life that I desire and deserve. You know, I hope that helps you guys out tonight. You know, I'm on fire. You know, Dr. Asset and myself, you know, we've aligned, her husband, Brother Ali, Halim Ali, you know, we've connected. We're connected at the hip. We're going to do some big things together, guys. And so we would employ you. You know, we would employ you to look at what it is that we're doing. You know, we're doing a major job. You know, we've taken on the biggest animal that most folks won't touch, and that is the area of obesity. And we decided we were going to be the people who made a big change in the obesity epidemic, particularly focusing on African people of African descent and Latino people. You know, we want to make sure that's where most of the catastrophic problem is, and we decided to make change. Dr. Asset, are you available on the line still?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on. You know,
absolutely.
I just I'm excited about, you know, the empowerment hour. You know, because I believe that you know if we have motivation only lasts as long as I'm motivated. You know, motivation mm-hmm. only lasts as long as, you know, I have the motivation piece. But when you're empowered, you know, you have what you need to achieve your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you.
Can we go? I just wanted to, if you are in the Denver area, where can we come to service on Sunday and give us all that location for the Empowerment Temple?
I would love to. You know, the Empowerment Temple is on 1300 Jamaica Street. That's 1300 Jamaica Street, Aurora, Colorado, 80010. That is the Empowerment Temple. 1300, that's 1300 Jamaica Street, Aurora, Colorado, 80010. Our services start immediately at 9:30. You know, we have an intensive word study at 9:30 in the morning, and it goes up until 11 o'clock. And then our worship service kicks off at 11:30, and it's just been powerful. I mean, you know, we've been, you know, having a wonderful time. And so, you know, we have you out of there by 1 or 1:30, so it's not a long piece. You know, you don't have to worry about it all day. Come on in and get empowered, get you some tools, some tips, and techniques to take it to the next level.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Owens. I know you are extremely busy. I thank you for taking the time. I will do the follow-up and get everybody excited. Those notes, family, I really, really, really hope that everyone was taking their notes and we can all make this commitment together. We can do a 21-day challenge in conjunction with the 30-day challenge that we will be doing anyway starting next Monday. So in a week, everyone who's listening, we are going to kick off a fitness challenge. And many people have committed to getting their stuff on Wednesday, so I'm really excited. But I don't want to hold you. I know you must go, and your time is precious, so I don't want to keep you longer than we need to. But, again, thank you so, so much. And if you want to close out with any words, and I'll take over.
Thank you so much. I just want to thank you for, you know, extending, you know, your hospitality to me. And, again, you know, I prayerfully, you know, I'm so excited about, you know, what we're endeavoring to do. And I just want to thank you and your audience, you know, for listening. So God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Owens. Thank you. Okay, family. So I want to let you know what this incredible opportunity is that we are doing. It is a company called Visalis and my husband's company called Timeless. And we have become partners with this great, 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 great company, and it is a fitness, a health and wellness company that provides weight loss as well as muscle building, as well as and we like to say it's healthy fast food. And we also have a energy drink called Neon, and the unique thing about Neon is that it is 100% natural. Now let me tell you guys, I do not get into stuff that I don't research it, and it's not an analysis paralysis type thing. It's more about, if I'm going, I need to believe in the product before I can actually say this is what it is. And if you have been with me, you know good and well that I don't like to touch people. I am a holistic healer, but I deal with spirit and energy, and I'm much, much, much rather process in not having to do physical work. So I have always kind of looked for products that I can refer people to, you know, whether it was Sebi stuff, whether whoever it was. And for me, Visalis, the science of Visalis was so incredible. And we saw results where people were actually losing weight without even exercise. Now, I'm not going to promote that, but there were people who were losing weight and they were not even doing cardio. And so it was just, and it was all natural. These people looked healthy. They didn't look like anything was harming them. So I encourage you to please find me on Facebook or call me. Same number as the reading, 720-620-2316, if you want some more information. And I would love to give you that information on how to get healthy. Our goal is to get as many people healthy as possible. And then there is also a business opportunity where if there's a, it's a larger, financial freedom is always going to be what I promote, working for yourself. And if you want to get in on that side of things, then we would love to, love to, love to. I would love to have you. I'll be in Little Rock. I just came back from Kansas City. I'm going to go to Orlando because of this. I am going to help empower as many people as possible. It's time to start changing our thoughts and getting the results that we want, as Mr. V spoke about. It's the commitment and being ready to do the change. So I am excited to be a part of this. And of course, it's Timeless and doing everything. So the challenges are happening across the city for us. And then I will be taking the challenges in other cities starting Thursday. So Little Rock, if you are in Little Rock, I will be in your neck of the woods this weekend, and it's homecoming too. So let's connect. So I want to follow up behind all of the commitment that I see people are texting and saying they want more information. That's great. I want to follow up on all of the information about making a commitment to yourself. So there are so many things that we complain about, from our spiritual selves to our emotional selves to our financial selves to our physical selves. And when are you going to realize that enough is enough and stop complaining? And when you're doing the same things, and a lot of times we like to approach things one thing at a time, right? We only want to tackle physical, and we're not dealing with our spiritual, and we're not dealing with our mental, and we're not dealing with our emotional. Well, why? Why do you think that you don't have the courage, you don't have the capacity to extend, and as the first step was, is overextend yourself to say, I'm going to approach my healing on the line of all things that need to be addressed. don't just be focused when you're only focused when you have that one channel vision. You're doing your entire being a disservice because you are not just money. You are not just mental. You are not just emotions. You are not just physical. You're doing yourself a disservice, and it's okay. And you don't have to compartmentalize the pieces of who you are. There's always, you know, this I think it's so funny when people get their awakening and they wake up and they're in awareness and they're becoming conscious, and then they forfeit their sexuality, or they forfeit their need of survival for money, or they forfeit all of these things in an effort to find peace and be at one. And there's no way that you can do that in any way, because as much money as you have, if your heart isn't healed, who cares? As much emotional support that you have, if you are broke, who cares? It's not believable until we can see a full circle of self. And when we only focus on a part of the pie, only a part of the pie is not going to feed everybody that it needs to feed. And there's a analogy in the Bible that says your cup must runneth over, and that is true. Why would you not want your cup to be full? Why would you only want a quarter cup and you still trying to drain and pour into everybody else? You still trying to drain and pour into yourself. You can't do that. So in order to have a full scope spectrum of what it means to be divinely you have to recognize that you have to look at your spirit, you have to look at your emotions, you have to look at your mental, you have to look at your financial, and you have to say, what am I willing to do to change? Are you willing to challenge yourself and say, I can show up, I will show up, and this is how I'm going to show up, and it's going to be hard, and you have to be committed, and it's going to be uncomfortable, but if you're willing to do it, that is what makes the difference. Do not attempt to make a one-sided approach to how you're supposed to lean in on changing your life. It's never one way. You don't just say, because the more money you attain, okay, sorry, family. Energy gets high. Y'all know what happens. So we get when you get into that space of completeness, and you are courageous enough to say, I'm going to be complete, and I'm going to approach my healing, and I'm going to approach changing my life to be in a complete. You know, and it's enough for everybody. What's so divine is that you don't have to worry about somebody else trying to do what you're trying to do, because just as this event said, there is only one you. What you want to do, nobody else wants to do it the way that you want to do. And even if it's similar, it still is not your mission. And so all you have to be focused on is showing up and being yourself and being open. There's a clear thing that is missing, particularly in the Black community, and it is very much understood in terms of the social psyche of what the Black community, any minority community really has been through. And I'm going to be very, 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 and say it is vulnerability. We are so afraid of being open, and that is the only way that you can receive. If you have a cup that has a top on it, because it's not willing to how is your cup going to ever run over? It's not. It's going to squeeze. It's going to, you know, that water gets through anything. So you could put the top on it, and you could do all of that, and eventually the water is going to drain out slowly. But why not the top off? And why not just receive? You know, you have to understand it properly give. You have to be honored in the process of receiving, and you have to show that you have the humility to receive, because sometimes where and how you're supposed to, I'm sure you didn't think Empowerment Hour was going to be this. I'm sure you didn't know that Mr. Vince was going to touch you the way that he did. I'm sure, and the reason why you did get it is because you picked up your phone, you tapped on the link, you listened to the show, and you were vulnerable enough to open yourself up and receive whatever it was that you needed to receive. So you have to be in a willingness, okay? It's a complete And it takes courage. It takes courage to say, I don't know how to be rich. I don't know how to be healthy. I don't know how to eat right. I don't know how to love right. I don't know. I've never experienced divine love. I don't know what it is. And so when you are courageous enough to admit it, that's when you become vulnerable enough to learn it. And you have to humble yourself and say, I need to learn. I need to learn. I need to listen to Empowerment Hour. I need to make sure that I'm paying attention to what I said is saying. I need to make sure that I'm receiving whatever my 7-year-old child is telling me. I need to know when it is that adversity comes, what the real lesson is for myself. And once you are open and you are vulnerable enough to receive, then you are able to give tenfold. You are able to execute the concept of when you take one step, God takes 10 steps towards you. So when you see one person taking one step, you are able to say, let me overgive. Let me give, so that you can appreciate and receive whatever the divinity is. It might be finances. It might be opportunities. It might be just a hug. It might just be hello. It might just be a compliment. But when you are in a space of being open, you're able to do that. And you have to commit. You have to commit. A part of commitment requires vulnerability, because you cannot completely. And you know, I had someone pull up what vulnerability, the definition of vulnerability is. And it is very much, the connotation is very much weak. And the ability to show up to get hurt—it's I'm paraphrasing. It's something around that. It's weakness. It's all of that. Sure, because you have to admit you're weak in an area in order to grow. You have to admit that you can be susceptible to pain in order to make that pain become your gain. You have to, so yes, the connotation and the energy when we hear the word vulnerability may be that, but the truth is that you do have to, you do in a sense have to say, I'm willing to be weak in order to be strong. You do have to, in a sense, say, I'm willing to risk pain in order to receive the gain. You do have to do that. You know, because, and I start with that definition because I just, because for me, vulnerability means something beautiful. It's a willingness. And so when the definition was read to me, it was like, oh, why do words, you know, words just mess stuff up. Like, it's the energy behind what is necessary. Why do we have to use these words, especially English words? And so the definition did not, it didn't land with me right until I really sat with it for the day. And I said, you know what? That is true. You do have to say, I'm overweight. How do I get in shape? That does require vulnerability. You do have to say, I don't know what resources are out there for me. That's a weakness. It is. You do have to almost admit pain. In order to recognize and appreciate something that is beautiful. So, yeah, it's necessary. And when you challenge yourself and when you make these commitments to saying, I'm going to have the rest of my year will be me being prepared. And we're already in the energy. You guys already know this, listening to the show. We're already in the energy of 2016. So being in the energy of 2016 requires us to show do it and go to fulfill necessary commitments to see the changes in our life that we want. There are many people on the line. If there's anybody on the line that wants to share, ask a question, get whatever you want to say, go ahead and press 1 and we'll get you on the line. Tomorrow, there are some switches. You need to know there are some switches. Tuesday is now Goddess Awakening, and so tomorrow will be our Sisterhood Show. Wednesday is now God's Awakening with a very, 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 very dear brother of mine, Brother Ascari. You guys are gonna just love him and how he wakes up the gods. He's the truth, man. He's the truth. So Brother Scary will be on Wednesdays, and then Thursday is still Ask Healer Offset. So we will be. So Tuesday is now Goddess Awakening. We are no longer doing Science and Spirit of Sex because Empowerment Hour was just a little bit more important, and so we are changing our format. Empowerment Hour, we will have a delicious guest again. But if you're on the line and you want to share anything, because I kind of feel full, and so we will end the show if there is no more. But Mr. Vince was really, really, really on point. We have to make the commitment. We make so many excuses, and you have to get those excuses out of your head. You have to get past, I'm broke. You have to stop saying that because you're giving it light. You're giving it truth. You have to stop saying, this is just the way I am. Because sometimes the way you are just isn't the best. It just isn't the best. It's not the most productive. You have to get past really thinking that it is unattainable for you to be vulnerable. Because to truly, truly commit to your life changing, you have to be open to doing it. And you have to be willing to take the risk. Listen, you only live once anyway. So if you can't take the risk and say, I'm going to do the work and I'm going to commit when it gets uncomfortable, when it gets scary, when it gets all of these things, I'm going to stand because I have committed and I'm going to be committed to whatever the tools are that I'm supposed to receive. And in receiving that, we will have an impactful, full service of change. And you will see it in yourself. You will see it in yourself. So I encourage you, please stay in contact with me as well as if you definitely, for all the people who are texting me about Vistalis, I will be in contact with you Wednesday. I am doing an official launch of my Vistalis business, and we are going to, a week from today, we will be having all of the people who are doing the challenge will be starting the challenge, and so I'm excited. We're gonna do 30 days. We're gonna lose some weight in 30 days or gain some muscle, one or the other. And we're going to just get healthy together, get rich together, get healed together. Do it when you do it in collective consciousness. That is when we really begin to change the vibration of the world. You know, you don't have to always be mad. Y'all ever meet people? This is on a whole different note, but this is the truth. Think about why we need to encourage and implore these changes. Have you ever met somebody who'd be mad at love? Like, you mad at love? Like, really? Like, you mad because of love? Like, you mad because of feeling? You mad because of joy? You're mad because this is sometimes normal. And this is why we have to say it's time to change, family. It's long time to change. And when we do it collectively, when we do it with the support, understand why we were created on this planet together. One of the divine lessons I gave today on Facebook was, it is okay to need people. We do need people. We need our children to know that we're good parents. We need our spouses to know we're good spouses. We need these roles to be there to know that we are good at being the reciprocator of these roles. If you think that you're supposed to, just as Mr. Vince just said, we are not supposed to be doing this by ourselves. We are supposed to be doing this as a team. It's okay to be the leader on the team. It's okay to be the follower on the team. It's okay to be able to be interchangeable, because when you can be interchangeable, you really understand and value both of those roles and appreciate them in a whole new way. So we have to get past all of these, all these things on the back. Stop holding yourself back. Get out of your own way. Get out of your own way. I think I can do it on this tangent. for everybody, once again, my name is Healer. I'm very and on the tomorrow on the show, I'm going to talk about my name change. I'm going to talk about what the process of me changing my name, what that meant, and why I changed my name. And we are going to, and hopefully get people to really stop calling me lady. so that we can get that. I'm sorry, I have people texting me. You guys, stop doing that when I'm doing the show. You guys are making me giggle and laugh. Okay, we are going to end the show tonight. Again, thanks to Mr. Vincent Owens. If you were my Facebook friend, he is tagged like 5 times in posts, so go add him. And when you add him, go make sure that you are researching and contact me about joining Vitalis, getting on the challenge with us. As we're doing a 30-day and a 90-day. Some of us are doing 90, and we're doing a 90-day challenge to get our bodies right, to get healthy. And some of us are even going even further in doing the business, and I'm excited about that because I get to work with people that I love to work with already. So y'all have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you for joining the new show. This is Empowerment Hour. Vitalis, Vitalis, Vitalis. We will see you tomorrow on Goddess Awakening. And, yes, be well, be well, be well. Peace.